There's been a shakeup along the Iditarod Trail. Bad weather along the coast earlier today hampered the race's frontrunners. Nicholas Petit, who was the first out of Unalakleet on Sunday evening, was overtaken by Yor Leithsef Olsom on the way into Koyuk. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes is on the line to help break down what's happening. Hi, Zach.
Hello, Lori.
So, first of all, we don't have a GPS tracker on you like the mushers in the race, but where are you? Because you're not where the action is in Koyuk.
No, I am in Unalakleet, and so is most of the press corps, because we can't take off. The weather that's affecting the race up at the top of the pack is also grounding a lot of the smaller planes that reporters and just plenty of other people, too, rely on to get around. I'm in Unalakleet, kind of talking to some of the mid and backpack mushers today. Two ADN reporters were in a plane early this morning and got pretty close to Koyuk, and then it was whiteout conditions, and they had to turn back and head to Unalakleet.
Zach, what happened with the front runners earlier today?
What we know is all based on GPS tracking and then some of the videos that the Iditarod Insider has posted. And what we saw was earlier in the day, Nick Petit suddenly kind of zigged eastward on the run between Shaktulik and Koyuk. And he headed a couple of miles east towards the land away from the sea ice, and then kind of doubled back and lost a bunch of time. And in the time that he was doing that, Yor Olsom passed him and shot out in front and ended up getting to Koyuk about an hour before Nick did, which is notable because Nick had a lead leaving Unalakleet, and a run that took Nick 13 hours between Shaktulik and Koyuk only took Yor 8 hours. So because of Nick's wrong turn, it seems like he lost his lead.
And who's behind them? Now there's been this switch, Yor's in front.
And not far behind them is Mitch Seavey, who was also out of Unalakleet. He was in a little bit before Yor to Unalakleet yesterday and was out a little bit after him. And he, as you and I are speaking, he's just about to Koyuk. He'll almost inevitably be there for a little while, posted up in third with a couple of hours behind those two. And those are the top three. Those are who we've been watching for the last several checkpoints, last several days, kind of jockey for position number one. Behind them is a really, really strong, aggressive, hungry chase pack. And I wouldn't be surprised if one of the people in fourth or fifth maybe moved into that top three, especially with all of the weather variables happening right now.
Well, as we know, things can still change before winners get to Nome. But when is a winner expected to arrive in Nome?
Lori, that is a $50,000 question. the last time this race was run in 2013, Mitch Seavey arrived in Nome at about 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday night. This year's race is at least 3 hours behind last year's. And Mark Nordman, who's in charge of the trail for the Iditarod Trail Committee, thinks that it's probably going to be sometime early on Wednesday. So we're talking 1, 2 a.m. That's because based on this race being a couple of hours slower than the 2013 race, he's just tacking on time to what happened in 2013. But every step is slower. So I think we are pushing further into Wednesday when mushers reach Nome. This has been an exceptionally slow year.
That was Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reporting from Unalakleet.